Oh, you're awake. Good. This procedure is more effective when the subject is conscious. Oh, don't try to get up. Your arms and legs are restrained to the table. I've done this many times. None of the other men have managed to get loose, so don't bother wasting your energy. Anyway, we don't want to risk pulling out that IV, do we? Oh, don't try and talk. You've been gagged. In fact, if you behave, I might remove it later. I'm sure you're wondering what's going on. You're here because you were convicted of violating the United Penal Code, Article 72, Section 6, Part 17. Given your gender, physical status, and the genetic tests that have been performed on you, you are found to be a suitable candidate. How's the temperature in here? Not too cold, I hope. They bring in all the men naked. I suppose it won't matter in a bit anyway. You really are a nice-looking one, aren't you? Alright, let me just... Here we go. Alright. I'm gonna shave you now. Don't look at me like that. It's standard procedure. Hair interferes with the proper operating of the equipment. Your penis has a nice shape. You have such nice testicles, too. I'll try not to nick you when I'm doing this. Hang on. Almost done. There we go. I hope you don't mind me talking. I like to try to have a good bedside manner. I am a professional, after all. Alright, now... Here we go. Alright, I'm gonna lubricate you now. Let's see. Let's see. You're probably wondering why I'm doing this. Shaving your genitals and putting lubricant on your penis. Oh, don't be alarmed. It's all part of procedure. There we go. Good boy. Do you like the touch of my hand on your genitals? I guess you do. You're a bit of a pervert, aren't you? Isn't that what you got arrested for in the first place? Well then, since you like being a pervert, why don't you get hard for me? There we go. There we go. Good boy. Good boy. All right, there we go. Got you nice and erect for the next part of the procedure. Okay, here, let me show you the equipment we use. This is the Cyberdyne Series G Harvester. And as you can see, it's ceiling mounted to give you an extra support. All right, now I'm just gonna swing it into position. There we go. There we go. Oh, you look terrified. Oh, don't look at me like that. You didn't think you were here for a routine medical checkup, did you? All right, let me just grab this again. All right, now I'm going to lubricate your anus. Please don't try to resist my finger. Come on. There we go. Alright, now your anus is ready for the prostate simulator. Alright. Now let's push in the attachment. Oh, you're a tight one, aren't you? And there we go. There we go. works in conjunction with the harvester to stimulate the prostate and increase the amount of seminal fluid in your ejaculations. I see by the look on your face that you finally understand what's happening, don't you? That's right. You've been selected as a donor to the Repopulation Authority. We're going to be spending a lot of time together. Oh, and look! You're still hard. Well, that's a good thing. All right, now let's start the procedure. I'm going to insert your cock into the harvester sheath. There we go. All right, are you ready to begin? Maybe I should tell you what you're in for first. All right. The harvester is designed to milk as much sperm out of you as possible. And it won't stop until the quantity of sperm cells suspended in your seminal fluid drops below a designated level. It takes about a day or two for a man's testicles to prepare sperm for ejaculation. You'll get a little time to rest, and then you're in here again. We are going to try to milk as much as possible out of you each session. All right, now let's begin. There we go. Do you feel it tightening around your penis? It's going to start at a low pace at first. Then the suction will pulsate slowly and pull the sheath up and down your shaft. The movement in the suction is what will stimulate you to orgasm. Try to relax. I've seen a lot of men on that bed. Sometimes they wear themselves out trying to thrust up at the harvester, as if it was a woman sucking on their cocks. Maybe it's instinctual, but it just makes you more tired in the long run. You'll be tired out from coming, even without all the physical exertion. But, like I said, maybe you can't help it. And one of the reasons I took this position is because I saw the procedure done once, became fascinated by how hard it is for a man to resist applied stimulation to their penis. Ah! It's moving into the secondary motion. I see the readout that your semen production has increased. Good boy. You've already produced 2 millimeters of seminal fluid. Do you like the stimulation of your prostate? It certainly helped make your penis extremely erect. I already told you to stop struggling. You're just going to hurt yourself. The harvester is going to drain your balls and prostate, whether you want to or not. Look at it moving on you. It's going to suck on your penis no matter how much you move. Besides, you should be proud. Your sperm will be used to help a lot of women. Of course, none of them will know where it came from. But that's all right. They don't need to. Donations of this kind should be anonymous anyway, don't you think? Well, looks like it's moving into the third stage. Faster and harder. Thrusting up and down in your cock as it sucks. And those noises you're making. It always amazes me that even the strongest men hooked up to this thing descend into whimpering and silently begging by the end of the first milking. Biologically, this whole process should be very pleasurable, but they all struggle anyway. I guess maybe because it's sort of like rape, forcibly being milked against your will. Oh. Seems we're moving into stage 4. It knows you're getting close. Look how it's jerking up and down your shaft. The sensor must have been detecting the sperm cells. Are you getting close to coming? You're not lasting nearly as long as some of the other subjects. Are you going to ejaculate soon? The harvester thinks so. That's it. Just give in to it. It wants your seed, and it isn't going to stop until it gets all of it. Just let go and give in. Oh, yes. Come on. Be a good boy and comfort the machine. Yes, good boy. Comfort it. That's right. Yes, come for it. There we go. Look at that. You can see your cum traveling up and down the subject tube. You're coming pretty hard, aren't you? And there we go. Done. You had a lot stirred up in those balls, didn't you? Machine says it took almost 10 milliliters. Good boy. Looks like your vital signs are good, but you're breathing pretty hard, aren't you? Well, try to catch your breath, because it's about to start again. Well, are you begging behind your gag? Oh dear, begging isn't going to help. I told you that this machine was going to milk you dry. And we've only just started. We have a couple of hours left. And you're gonna be a good boy and come a lot, aren't you?